You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
You have to let go of things. It's much harder to let go of things than to do new things. People don't realize that. They always think how courageous it is to do something new that was not foreseen or predicted. But in fact, I think the courage is in letting go of something old that is successful and has its own momentum.
That's Brian Eno, an artist who has changed his music and the frame around it in nearly four decades of recordings. He's been in ambisexual rock groups, ambient new age environments, avant-garde ensembles, and at the top of the charts, producing Talking Heads and U2. Brian Eno has made popular music avant-garde, and the avant-garde popular. As a student in the 1960s, he was a disciple of experimental composers like Cornelius Cardew and John Cage. Eno applied those principles to rock with the group Roxy Music. Wearing more mascara than RuPaul, Eno used synthesizers and tape machines to alter the group's sound. Guitarist Phil Manzanera was often the subject of Eno's sonic manipulations.
So I used to play something, and there was a time delay with echo. It would go through, so Eno would get hold of it, go through his synthesizer, he would process it, treat it, throw it back out, you know, through the PA. And, you know, sometimes I'd be playing things, and the thing that was coming out through the PA would bear no resemblance. I don't know how it got transformed to somewhere along the line. And I would just be playing it, you know, with my mouth open.
Brian Eno has made a significant mark in the pop world, producing David Bowie, Talking Heads, and U2. He helped create techno-tribal music with trumpeter John Hassell and introduced King Crimson guitarist Robert Fripp to tape loops. His obscure record label launched the classical careers of John Adams and Michael Nyman. But perhaps his most enduring achievement lies in a series of records he released between 1978 and 1982 called Ambient Music.
I want the notion of something that was steady state in the sense that it was always pretty much reliably similar, but it was never exactly the same. A little bit like any natural process, you know, like watching a river or something like that, where it doesn't pull many really big surprises on you, but at the same time it never repeats itself perfectly. So I want to make some music that had that rather homogeneous but ever-changing character to it.
The defining work of Brian Eno's Ambient series was Music for Airports. That whole album was reinvented in 1998 by the ensemble Bang on a Can. Although Eno thought of it as background music, Bang on a Can composer Michael Gordon thought quite the opposite was true.
You know, the title of the piece, Music for Airports, is really challenging right off the bat because he's really saying, okay, this is music made for the background, but carefully made for the background. And then you listen to it, and it's so interesting, you can't put it on in the background, you want to listen to it in the foreground.
Thank you. Eno is always trying to unlock new modes of creativity. He recorded another green world using a deck of cards called Oblique Strategies. Each card had an aphorism on it, and when Eno reached a creative impasse, he would pull a random card from the deck and faithfully follow its instructions, even if it said, emphasize flaws, or do nothing for as long as possible.
The last piece on Another Green World is called Spirits Drifting. Yeah, I can remember standing there playing this thing with tears running down my face. Thank God, what am I doing? I took out an oblique strategy. I pulled it out and it said, just carry on. So I just carried on. And in the next half hour or so, that piece suddenly gelled into something that I still like very much. And it became the seed for a lot of other work.
Brian Eno isn't interested in just blurring the boundaries. He wants to create where the borders break down, systems collapse, and forms decay.
I keep wanting to make music where you're not sure of the edges, where the edges fade into sounds that could be in the real world, that could be the sounds of trucks or horns or shortwave or static or signals or trains or things like that. So the edges of the music become softer and there's more of a blending with all this stuff we're hearing now on your microphone, I'm sure.
As Brian Eno turns 60, he continues to be among the foremost thinkers in modern music, pushing pop to extremes and making the avant-garde accessible. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.